As the number of COVID-19 cases rises, North Carolina hospitals are scrambling to figure out how to care for patients and protect staff. Rusty Jacobs reports on some innovative measures being deployed by the Duke and UNC hospital systems.
Dr. Megan Brooks is a hospital medicine specialist at Duke Regional Hospital. A few weeks ago, as the hospital prepared for their first coronavirus cases, the unit Brooks heads was tapped to handle incoming patients suspected of having COVID-19.
These patients usually initially come through the emergency room, and so there's a respiratory triage area that's set up outside the emergency room in a tent.
As part of the admissions process, a physician would normally question the patient face-to-face to get a medical history. But the virulence of this coronavirus poses a grave risk for healthcare workers coming into close contact with infected patients. And the personal protective equipment, or PPE, worn by doctors and nurses dealing with such cases is in short supply.
If our caregivers get sick, then we don't have people to take care of other folks.
So Duke Regional is piloting the use of some commonly used technology to protect healthcare workers and conserve some of that PPE.
We have iPads with a two-way video program, and we can talk to patients.
Brooks says it's similar to the FaceTime app, only more secure. This way, doctors taking that initial history from a COVID-19 patient can do so without having to don and then dispose of all that precious protective gear. And Brooks says the video chat may actually provide some patient caregiver intimacy, otherwise lost amid the precautions needed in an infectious disease environment.
It means that the patient can actually see our face, which they can't under all of the protective equipment if we're in the room. And we can sit there and actually spend some time with them. We can take histories. We can ask them if they need anything.
The method of communication is also being used by others helping shepherd COVID-19 patients through this ordeal, like chaplains, nutritionists, and physical therapists. Eventually, the plan is for all hospitals in the Duke University Health System to use iPads in this manner. Duke is also acquiring Bluetooth stethoscopes, which can transmit vital information about a COVID-19 patient to a nurse or physician from a safe distance.
It's connected to the provider's iPhone or device, and the patient places it on their chest. You just point to where they need to place it, have them take deep breaths, and then they're the provider's auscultating the patient from, 20 feet away outside of the room.
That's Christian Lawson, a registered nurse and director of emergency services at UNC Health, where they're also using Bluetooth stethoscopes. Lawson says the gravity of the coronavirus pandemic and the risks it poses to healthcare workers in particular is forcing hospitals to come up with creative solutions.
This has all been really just really smart, MacGyveristic people thinking about, hey, how can we interact with patients on a more limited basis to prevent exposure, to reduce PPE utilization, and ultimately keep our healthcare workers safe.
UNC has also set up a virtual triage process for identifying and isolating COVID-19 patients. After driving up to the ER, COVID patients are greeted by a nurse in head-to-toe protective gear who hands them an iPhone-like device known as a Rover. Then the patient talks to a physician who can take a history without having to burn through more PPE. Confirmed COVID patients are taken to a special unit accessible from the outside by a dedicated door.
So we don't have to walk patients all the way through the lobby and other areas where we would expose other patients.
Another small but essential detail in the effort to stem the tide of an outbreak that hasn't yet reached its peak in North Carolina. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.